Good morning. We begin this Tuesday with sunshine in the Quad Cities. It's 4 after 9 on your station for NPR News and Talk, WVIK. This is Jim O'Hara. Iowa Libertarian First Congressional District candidate Nicholas Gluba says he wants to ban the use of eminent domain for private gain and rebalance government powers. He spoke at the Iowa State Fair's political soapbox.
Gluba told Iowa State Fairgoers he'd sign on to a bill in Congress to prevent the use of eminent domain for the private gain of corporations. He criticized state regulators' decision to give conditional permission to Summit Carbon Solutions to use eminent domain to complete its proposed carbon capture pipeline.
These are all billions upon billions of dollar corporations. They don't need to use eminent domain to take privately held land from our farmers, from our ranchers, from our citizens to put in their pipelines.
Gluba also says the country needs to rebalance the powers of the legislative, judicial, and executive branches of government. He says the president has effectively become a king who can write their own laws, and that needs to change. I'm Katerina Sestarik, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather today mostly sunny with a high near 81. Overnight mostly clear down to 62 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, a 30% chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Gusty winds and a high near 82. On Point, last month, the Federal Trade Commission launched a probe into 8 companies offering different prices to consumers based on their location, shopping history, and more. Whether surveillance pricing will help or harm your wallet. Today at 1 on Marketplace on WVIK. Quad Cities NPR. I'm Jim O'Hara. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.